Oh, hello. I'm Sketch.
And I'm Shades.
This is Geeking Out.
With Shades and Sketch.
A special.
A very special special.
A Shades and Sketch.
Geeking Out. Speculation.
Spectacular.
Special.
Woo!
Yay!
So, does that mean for those of us who don't know what that means? Long-time listeners know what that means.
That means we are going to prognosticate regarding some
Bend
of
over.
The regarding
snap, snap,
some
glove,
of
glove.
The upcoming
cinematic gems that we're
about to get. Yeah. It is that season.
It's a big season for
the
us.
Most
in the
special
geek
season
universe.
Of the year.
Yep. So when we did Rogue One a couple weeks ago and had the mass exodus of listeners because
yes.
of some of
thanks,
our
thanks,
opinions. Thanks for sticking around,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, long-time listeners, those of you who stayed, thank you.
But what, you know, we, if you listen to that episode, you heard that we rewatched the trailers to Rogue One before watching Rogue One again.
Yes.
And
we hope you did too.
Yeah, because there was a big difference.
Yeah.
And so we thought, you know, before we go into some of the big movies of this season, why don't we kind of formulate our speculations, the movie we think we're going to see.
Yeah.
And we thought we'd share that with you, the listeners.
Yes.
Not you, the Shades.
Oh.
Because you already know my speculation.
That's true.
So what movies are we going to do? Because we cannot do all
We cannot do all movies that are coming out. And we've talked about this. Some of the things that we're excited about that are dropping are Thor Ragnarok.
Stranger Things.
Stranger Things Season 2, which is going to drop next week, right?
Yeah, probably by the
From
time they're hearing this,
yeah,
we've probably already seen it.
Yeah, that's a true statement. So,
But we are going to focus on, just like the big holidays coming up are going to be Thanksgiving and Christmas.
We are focusing on the two big movies of this season.
Justice League.
And Star Wars The Last Jedi.
Yeah.
So, you want to start with Justice League?
We'll start with Justice League because that's the first one to come out.
Sure. So we rewatched all of the trailers.
There were four.
There were five teasers,
teasers
introducing each character and before they dropped the first trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And there are four trailers. We have watched them all.
Back to back.
Yes.
How excited are you for Justice League? Before you tell me the story you think you're going to get, on a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you to see Justice League?
I'm at a 10.
All right.
I am at a 10 for Justice League.
Great.
Where are you?
I'm at a 8. I am very excited. I'm also very apprehensive. The trailers have done a great job of making very
the
excited.
The trailers look fantastic, and yes. I read a report that came out of the first screening before they brought Joss Whedon in, and it said that the movie was unwatchable.
Oh my.
And I just don't buy it. Because, okay. I mean, the first two trailers were put out before they brought Joss Whedon in,
mm-hmm.
who's fantastic.
Yes.
I think Snyder had put together it had to have been pretty good to get those trailers out of it. I would say we've only added and built upon that, but the first two trailers we watched we laughed, we were excited,
yes.
we were on the edge of our
it
seats.
It was not that dark. I mean, visually, it's still
it's a dark
it's
universe,
dark.
It's but it's
universe.
Interesting. It's getting brighter.
It is absolutely getting
We're
brighter.
We're building
colors
into
colors are popping more.
They are.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that's a stylistic choice on the part of Zack Snyder.
And I have not looked that much into the whole debate about bringing in Whedon to finish up Snyder because of course he had to walk away from the project.
Yes, very very sadly.
Yes.
Zack Snyder's daughter chose to take her own life, and he and his wife who are producing the movie. Very, I think, you know, appropriately stepped away.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's no controversy there.
You don't fault him for that at all.
People were kind of throwing some shade at him, and I don't fault either of the Snyders for that. You get family first.
But some people now think that Whedon's come in and kind of
and
like
completely
done everything.
Yeah.
I don't think so
either.
It's been completely redone.
Yeah.
I think you're going to see Whedon in it.
Yeah,
sure.
Absolutely.
But it's not going to be.
I don't think it's going to be a dramatically different
Snyder's
tonal
universe.
Movie. Yeah.
So, Shades.
Yes.
You're
Sketch.
The comic guy here.
Yes.
What do you think we are going to get when we see Justice League, the movie?
I think we're going to get a smaller movie than we would have gotten with Zack Snyder.
Okay.
Because they have removed Darkseid from the movie. So the main villain is going to be Steppenwolf, which I actually don't know a lot about.
I know nothing about him.
I'm interested to see what they do with this character. I don't know a lot about Steppenwolf, but I think it's going to be great. I think we're going to get a movie that brings the Justice League together, which if you had just left Dawn of Justice out of Batman v Superman, I don't think there would have been half the controversy around that movie.
Yeah, so true.
I think we're going to get a movie that brings together characters. I think it's going to be a good old jaunt through comic, like through comic gold. I think we're going to get a lot of...
It's going to be funny.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be the funniest in this DC universe that we've seen yet.
I think it's going to be everything Suicide Squad was purported to be and wasn't.
Yeah. Do you think they learned from Suicide Squad?
I do. I think it's going to be a great team movie. Just from the trailers of Aquaman and Batman, oh my goodness.
They have the best
You said something last night.
What did I say?
About, you said a phrase last night, words that neither of us ever thought would come out of either of our mouths.
Something along the lines of, I am most excited about seeing Aquaman.
I am most excited about seeing Aquaman. And yeah. I would agree with you. I am most excited about seeing Aquaman.
And not just him, because I know he's going to get a standalone movie at some point. But I'm most excited to see his interactions with others, especially Bruce.
Batman, yeah. They're a real odd couple.
I agree with you. I think it's going to be smaller than originally intended. Yeah. I think it's going to focus mainly on recruiting the team, right?
I would agree.
That's going to be like your first third of the movie is going to be recruiting. You already got Diana and Bruce together.
Yep.
And they're going to go out. They're going to get Barry, which is going to take
no time whatsoever.
No time at all. He's already full in. Cyborg, somehow.
Seems to be the holdout.
Cyborg, I don't know how they're going to convince him to join.
Right.
Aquaman. Obviously, he tracks him down in like a fishing village. We've seen that enough in the trailers. I don't think Aquaman is going to join right away.
Right.
Because most of the trailers, at least three of them, have a scene of Aquaman fighting Steppenwolf solo.
Solo. In Atlantis.
In underwater. Yeah, in Atlantis. Yeah. So I think my prediction is that Aquaman turns down Bruce's initial invitation to join.
And I think we've seen that in the trailers as well. There's a scene between Bruce and Wonder Woman. Like, he's mostly in.
Well, he said mostly, more or less.
More or less. More or less.
More or less. He said no.
Yeah.
But that could just be editing. That could be them talking about Cyborg.
It could be Cyborg.
We don't know. We've seen trailers be edited to deceive people before.
But it's interesting. You brought up in Rogue One that you thought it was going to be like an Ocean's 11 recruiting the team, pulling a heist movie. And and I don't know why, but that's the feeling I have for Justice League.
Sure.
That it's kind of like an Ocean's 11, recruit the team, like Expendables kind of deal.
It does seem like the big action scene that we are going to get with all five of them together, it seems to be that they're trying to break into some sort of warehouse or some kind of
facility.
I want to say mothership, but I don't think it's a mothership. I just think it's like the central hub of Steppenwolf.
So Steppenwolf is loosely tied to Darkseid.
I read that he is his nephew in this reiteration.
Exactly.
In other reiterations.
So I definitely
think this is like setting first up Darkseid of Darkseid coming to start terraforming.
So usually, there's usually a world engine that terraforms a planet. Mm-hmm. So I mean, we've seen kind of like a cylindrical environment that they're fighting in. And I think that's going to be what it has.
In the very red scenes.
Yeah.
You even see like some crystally purpley things growing up out of the ground. I think that's the terraforming going
on. Yes, I would agree.
And they're trying to bust in and tear that down. But I think it's going to be after Aquaman has failed on his own.
Yep.
I don't think we're going to get like Bruce going one-on-one with Steppenwolf?
I don't think so.
I don't even know if we're going to get Wonder Woman doing that. There's a lot of Amazons.
There are many, yes. So Themyscira does play into this somehow.
Yes. I don't know if... I don't think Diana's there.
Oh, I 100% agree.
Yeah, I think that's where Steppenwolf is going to appear on Earth for the first time. And he's going to fuck them all up.
I would agree. I would sign on to that.
Yeah.
What kind of movie do you think we're going to get? I'm feeling like a Ocean's 11 infiltration type movie.
Yeah.
What are you feeling?
Exactly that.
Okay.
A team building and then put aside our differences and save the day. Because if we don't, no one can. And we can't do this alone. And we don't have Superman.
Right.
And that's going to be a big theme of this movie.
Is right. That Superman's not around. The specter of Superman while Henry Cavill was filming, was it Kingsman?
Something with a mustache. That's all I remember.
I think it's Kingsman that he was filming.
But
I do love that they had him come in for reshoots and it's a rival studio. They wouldn't let him shave his mustache.
So they had to digitally remove his mustache.
Remove his mustache.
I don't think we're going to get a lot of Superman in this movie.
I really don't.
I also hope we don't get a lot of Superman in this movie.
I agree.
I really hope he's saved for the very, very end. We know he's going to be in it.
Right.
We know he's going to show up. And I really hope, oh God, do I hope, it's not a show up to save the day.
Right.
Type thing.
Well, so this is in the comics when Superman returned from the dead, it was black suit. He didn't have any powers. He used rocket boots. He fought with a blaster. He fought with a gun.
I don't see that happening either.
I see Superman piloting a mech of some kind that he gets from Bruce or Alfred.
That's interesting.
Yeah, possibly. I don't know. I feel like they're like big set pieces and big CGI things. So like maybe some kind of exosuit.
And you're not worried.
I'm not. I mean, I've seen how bad it can be.
I'm worried.
I've seen how bad it can be.
I mean, I'm worried only based on like Suicide Squad, because I was very excited for Suicide Squad, and I was very hopeful about Suicide Squad, and ultimately, I was very let down by
Suicide Squad. Yeah, I was 100% let down by Suicide Squad.
And usually we talk about how we don't want like a big Godsmack fight at the
right.
end, but I'm kind of expecting that for something like this.
Right.
But also being okay with that because of
the magnitude of this. It's the biggest event that should have taken place in the DCUO at this point.
Yep. So, funny?
Yeah, I think it's going to be funny. I think it's going to be a great action movie, blockbuster. And I'm not all that worried. I do have
it's gonna be funny, action-filled...
Two thoughts.
Cohesive, hopefully cohesive.
I think it'll be cohesive. Mm-hmm. I think Joss Whedon's probably done the most work on the editing.
Okay.
Two last thoughts on this. The original poster that dropped for Justice League in 2015 was a picture of Jason Momoa as Aquaman, and it said Unite the Seven. They have since switched the tagline up to Unite the League. Yep. Do you think we're going to get Green Lantern? Because obviously Superman would make six. Green Lantern would make seven.
Oh, then I'm counting them in my head right now. Yes, you're right.
So do you think they've been sitting on a secret Green Lantern and will make the appearance? Because you brought this up
when we saw the third trailer. When we saw the trailer.
There's a little speck of green in Alfred's glasses. You caught that.
Obviously, that trailer is made to make you believe that he's talking to Superman.
Superman, right.
But is that just a diversion? It could very well be. That would be an enormous secret that they've kept
right.
for this long.
Do you think they could keep a secret like that?
In this day and age, it would be very,
and
very
also,
difficult.
Steppenwolf says in
the movie... He does say in one of the trailers...
No more Kryptonians, no more lanterns. So, like, that we're led to believe that this is a universe in which the Green Lantern Corps has fallen, the Guardians have fallen.
If he shows up.
Yes.
Let's just say hypothetically,
sure.
Green Lantern shows up towards the end of this movie. I'm going to geek out. I'm going to go nuts.
Okay.
I won't be 100% surprised.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Green Lantern is an original Justice League member. He's been there since the beginning
Absolutely.
Of the Justice League.
And I'm not going to geek out because it's Green Lantern. I mean, I know very little about Green Lantern. I'm just going to geek out because it's like, everybody's here now. Like, this is
right.
legitimately...
Justice League.
Justice League. That being said, if it doesn't happen, if he doesn't show up and it's just the Superman reveal,
will you be let down?
I mean, I'll be let down because it's Superman and I don't like Superman.
Right.
But they didn't give me enough to feel confident that it's going to be Green Lantern.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, a lot of movie studios now like to give you enough and then oftentimes a little more than enough.
I mean, to the extent that there isn't an actor attached as a Green Lantern or some like weird character that they're disguising as a Green Lantern.
Right.
In the IMDb. So, yeah, I mean, that is high speculation on my part.
We're not seeing some sort of rando character who's also with the group. Right. We haven't seen a pilot.
Right.
You know, or anything that would make people make the jump like, oh, tell Jordan that pilot's right. going to be held. You know, I think.
Or Kyle Rayner or Guy Gardner or you know, maybe Kilowog will show up and it'll be entirely CGI. Who knows?
Maybe that would really fit the Snyder world. Sure.
That really would.
Who am I thinking? Oh, John Stewart.
John Stewart, could be John Stewart.
That'd be a good. I think John Stewart would make a good Lantern for this Justice League.
Yeah, I agree.
But I digress. They haven't given me enough that I would feel justified in disappointment.
Right.
If it's not Green Lantern.
Okay.
But they have given just enough that if it is, I would be like those sneaky, sneaky guys with a big old smile on my face.
Right.
So my final answer is no Lantern.
Okay.
Maybe a post-credit Lantern.
Or reveal. Like a ring landing on Earth.
Yes.
Looking for a new Lantern.
Sure.
Okay.
You?
There's no actor attached.
Yeah.
So I would, unless they're going to do CGI Kilowog, I doubt there'll be a Lantern.
It would be a monumental achievement of theirs to keep something like this under wraps.
Right.
For a movie that gets such scrutiny like this.
Right.
Everyone digging into trailers and cast lists and all that stuff.
And I'll say this, the trailers for Justice League look much better than any of the test footage I've seen for Avengers Infinity War.
Well, you're throwing down.
I'm not trying to throw down.
I haven't seen anything for Avengers.
The Comic-Con footage and the what's out there for Infinity War right now, and the, there are just so many characters. I'm more worried for Avengers Infinity War than I am for anything Justice League related, to the point where Sebastian Stan shot his scenes for Infinity War without a script.
I did read that.
If I'm worried about anything right now, it's the quality of Infinity War over Justice League.
Well, maybe we can do another Shades of Sketch Speculation Spectacular.
Yeah, special. I'd be game. Should we transition to...
I think we should. So let's sum it up. Excited. Happy, hopeful,
excited, happy,
not ready to throw in the towel and say, no, oh, not at all. DC shit no, show. No. We are ready to
we are ready to believe you.
And if we're wrong, we'll take this episode down from the the list. Okay, so let's switch. That was Thanksgiving.
Now we're bumping over to Christmas
with the last Jedi, Star Wars, Episode 8.
That was not a denominational thing. We're just marking it by big holidays or Hanukkah, if you will.
Sure, except both trailers say Christmas.
Well, I'm just trying to be inclusive here.
I'm just doing the Star Wars thing. Christmas, Life Day.
Sketch is a Holocaust denier, so, you know.
What? I'm just saying.
Doesn't recognize Judaism.
Nope. Nope. I have nothing to say to that. At all. Merry Christmas.
Okay,
so Star Wars.
Star Wars The Last Jedi.
And so for this one, we have left
May
to
the
go
Fourth
off.
Be with you?
May the Fourth be with you.
Will you do that?
But that's
May 4th.
Yeah, that's many
more. I'm just throwing out holidays now. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'll stop.
So this one, we have less to go on.
We have a lot left. There have only been two trailers.
Yes.
No teaser.
Two trailers.
The teaser was like announcing the title, Last Jedi.
Yes.
And we've got two trailers now, and the movie comes out.
But enough to speculate.
Oh, yeah.
Enough to speculate what we're going to get out of this movie. Yep. You want me to start? You want to start?
You want you to start? You're a Star Wars kid.
So,
Man, child. I don't know.
Man-Child. Yeah, let's go with Man-Child. Yeah. So this movie is obviously going to take place. It's going to be split.
Okay.
From three points of view, in my opinion.
Okay.
Okay.
I would agree with that.
You're going to have Rey, obviously.
Luke Rey.
Luke and Rey.
Yep.
Training together. You are going to have the Rebellion, not the Rebellion, the...
Leia Poe.
Yeah, sure. The Resistance, that's what they call them. Yeah. Leia, Poe, and Finn.
And Finn.
That group. And then you're going to have Kylo.
Snoke and Kylo.
Yeah, as your third kind of point of view going through the story. The last trailer, if you've watched it, I highly recommend.
Yeah, absolutely.
We didn't do a spoiler alert for this because we're just speculating.
We're just speculating on what we've seen in trailers, so...
You can't be mad.
Calm down. Calm down, long-time listeners.
Chill out.
The spoilers.
The last trailer is certainly depositing this idea that Rey becomes conflicted, Kylo becomes conflicted, and they kind of turn to each other.
Yes.
Rey going a little bit to the dark, and maybe Kylo a little bit towards the light, but meeting more in the middle. I think that's a misdirection.
I agree.
I will say I do believe Kylo is going to shy away from the dark. I do think that's going to happen.
I have a big speculation about that.
Okay. Do you want to do it or do you want me to finish?
You finish.
Okay. I don't think Rey is going to turn away from the light.
No.
They have that scene at the end of the trailer where she's saying, I just want someone to show me my place and all this.
Right.
And, you know, Kylo outstretches his hand.
But we don't know that they're even in the same scene.
No, I'm almost 100% sure that is not the same scene.
Right.
I bet that's Rey on Luke's planet talking to Luke about...
Or
events of Force Awakens.
Or they've rejoined the Resistance and she's talking to Leia or Poe or Finn.
I'm still going to say, though, my big guess, she's talking to Luke.
Okay.
Saying, and that's like their introduction. Like, I just want somebody.
She's like trying to convince him to train her.
Exactly.
Because we've seen
at the end of the other trailer, the first trailer, that Luke says...
I've seen this power before.
No, that's the second trailer.
The second?
Okay. At the end of the first one, he says, it's time for the end of the Jedi.
For the Jedi to end.
Yeah. That was the big thing at the end of the first one where everyone was like, Luke's gonna, you know, stop the Jedi Order. I think that's just him explaining why he's been a hermit for so many years. He tried to train Kylo.
It went horribly
wrong. And possibly other Jedi. It went horribly wrong. And he decided everything's better off.
Right.
If I step away. You don't get shadow unless you get light.
Right.
You're not going to get the dark side showing up unless you have the light. So if I remove myself from the galaxy, dark won't come in. That's why I thought it was a time for a Jedi to end. I think Rey's going to convince him otherwise because of everything that happened in Force Awakens. That's how you get the training to start. I don't think she's talking to Kylo, and I don't think she's trying to convince him to teach her the ways.
Right, and I also don't think that they're trying to imply that there's a Kylo Ren Rey, like... joining of forces. I don't think we're gonna get that either.
Joining of forces?
Yeah.
I almost see Kylo at this point, after everything that happened in Force Awakens.
I have a big speculation about this.
Okay. I see him now as like the Zuko character.
Yeah.
In Avatar.
Yep.
Kind of in the middle of two worlds, two sides of a conflict, wondering where he belongs. And I think like Zuko, he's eventually going to end up on the side of the light.
I have a big speculation.
Oh, spoiler alert for Avatar Last Airbender.
Yeah. Sorry.
So
hey, you know what? You had a decade to watch it.
What's your... Has it been out for a decade already?
Yeah.
Boy. What is your
Korra's almost been out for a decade.
What's your big speculation about
Kylo? Kylo Ren.
Kylo Ren.
Let's go back to Force Awakens.
Solo.
Spoiler alert for Force Awakens. Let's go back to the end of Force Awakens, the climactic scene between Han and Kylo Ren.
Yep.
Kylo Ren is like, I can't do this.
Yep.
I need you to help me.
Mm-hmm.
And Han's like, I will help you.
Mm-hmm.
And then the death of Han Solo.
Yes.
Like, we are led to believe it happens out of frame that Kylo Ren puts his lightsaber through Han, killing him, and he turns 100% to the dark side.
Yes.
Now, in this newest trailer that came out,
yes,
we're led to believe that
he's hunting down
down Leia, mm-hmm, and that he's going to take the shot and destroy, mm-hmm, Leia's ship. Mm-hmm. I think something entirely different has happened.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think he's going to be killed.
I don't think Han. I don't think Kylo Ren killed Han.
I think Han
killed himself.
I have heard this theory before.
So that, like, Kylo Ren could not turn 100% to the dark side, because Leia told him to save their son. Mm-hmm. He knew he couldn't bring them home, but if Kylo Ren couldn't kill Han, mm-hmm, he couldn't turn 100% to the dark side.
I have heard this theory before.
I 100% believe we're going to get a scene that flashes back to probably when he's, like, piloting this run to kill Leia. Mm-hmm. We're going to get a scene that flashes back to Han killing himself, mm-hmm, and Kylo Ren winds up saving Leia.
Interesting.
I think that's where this is going. And that Kylo Ren and Rey will be the light and the dark and the light, and end both the Jedi and the Sith. Because the whole thing that they're setting up with Ahch-To and Luke trying to find the original temple, mm-hmm, there was no light side and dark side. There was just the Force.
Yep.
And there were just Force wielders. And it was much in the same way of, like, Republicans and Democrats. I'm not trying to over politicize.
Oh boy.
But, like, much in the same way, like,
red and blue
party, like, yeah, ideologies spread up around this and created the darkness and the light and all of this,
like, chaos
around it. Mm-hmm. And I know it's no longer canon in a similar way that you were talking about Rogue One with expanded universe. Even the Emperor wasn't so evil.
Sure.
Like, if you go back to the expanded universe,
you heard Shades. The Emperor wasn't that evil.
Well, the Emperor just did what he did.
Genocide.
Because he used his power of premonition to look into the future, mm-hmm, and he saw the greater threat. The Yusang Vaughn, right? They were, like, the bug creatures that were, like, sweeping out across the whole universe.
The Genonitions?
No.
No, different.
No. This is, like, expanded universe. They were, okay, like, did you read any of those books?
Not those ones.
Okay, so the Death Star, the Sun Crushers, he did everything he did because he knew the Jedi could not stand up to this force, and he was building this super weapon to protect and ultimately save the galaxy. Now, in the process of that, mm-hmm, he did horrible things, and, like, not trying to excuse that. But even the Emperor wasn't so, like, yes, he did evil things. He was horrible, committed genocide, all of those things. Yes.
Shades is a Galactic Empire genocide denier.
I am not a Galactic Empire genocide denier. Wow, say that five times fast. But he did it with foresight and purpose, and obviously it went horribly wrong. But the whole purpose of the Death Star was to defend the galaxy against this oncoming threat that everything in that came into its wake fell.
Okay. And so how are you tying this now to The Last Jedi?
The Last Jedi is, I think, going to end this kind of light side, dark side, Jedi, okay, Sith, and they'll just
that by
be
Kylo and Rey coming together,
Force
you will once
users
again have pure Force users,
yes,
who maybe do a little dark, maybe do a little light, but
right,
not these polar extremes.
Yes.
Okay. I can see that. Do you think Rey is in some way related biologically to
I still think Kylo? Rey is a Kenobi.
A Kenobi?
Yes. Okay. I'm in that camp. I think Rey is a Kenobi.
Okay.
Why else did we get the Obi-Wan voiceover of Rey, these are your first steps? Why was it there?
Just, it does a lot to the character of Ben Kenobi to say he had a child.
He was in hiding on
Tatooine
for a very long time.
A good amount of time. He, if you watch the Clone Wars animated series, he definitely had
some
romantic feelings.
Yes.
Which we never saw him act upon because he was a member of the Jedi Council.
Right. But by the time he's on
he was not immune
Tatooine,
to love. Okay, maybe.
He's kind of a wily old man.
Maybe. You'd have to figure out the age gap, though, because Rey should be much... Unless you're saying not a Kenobi via Ben, but Ben's children.
Ben's children.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay. I think everybody wants Rey to be Luke's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she is.
I don't think she is.
I think that's too obvious.
I really think she's a Kenobi.
I think...
I'm with you. And I like the idea
of... You're with me. I didn't say she's a Kenobi.
That she's not a Skywalker.
Yeah, I don't... No, I didn't say she's not a Skywalker.
You think she's Leia's? Luke.
I think there is... I think the biggest chance we have is that she is Kylo's sister.
Maybe half-sister, I would say, at that point.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think... I think Han would know if he had a daughter out in the world.
She would definitely have to come from Leia.
Right.
Without a doubt.
I don't think she's Han's.
So I'm going to say... I won't talk about father, but I would say...
You think Leia's her mother?
Leia's her mother.
Hmm.
To continue the Skywalker saga. Because the first three movies are Skywalker, the next three movies
Kylo
are Skywalker.
Ren is a Skywalker.
Yeah, but I mean...
Because he doesn't have the Skywalker name? Now there's just Leia.
Both sides to this. You know what I mean?
I guess. I'll say this. There is a group that I don't necessarily agree. Maybe I do. I don't know. That Luke was not supposed to be the Skywalker that was trained as a Jedi. That it was always supposed to be Leia. And there's kind of this apprehension on Yoda's part when Obi-Wan's first telling Yoda about Luke. And Yoda is like, no. Like, this isn't the right one.
Think that's because it's the wrong twin?
Yeah.
I just always interpreted that as, I'm not training any more Skywalkers. After they murdered all of my friends.
I think it's specifically a nod that Leia was supposed to be
one that was trained. But Leia, she certainly has a brushing with the Force.
Right.
But it doesn't seem to call to her the way...
Well, she's never been trained. It didn't call to Luke at first either.
But he was... I mean, it's argued that that's what guided the proton torpedoes into the Death Star, was his ability to...
Commune with the Force.
Commune with the Force. Commune with Obi-Wan through the Force.
Right.
Even deflect a few laser blasts from the practice droid on the Falcon. Whereas Leia...
Do you think hers comes in perception and persuasion?
Exactly. Okay. She's the diplomat. She gets her mother's, Padme's, sense of civic obligation and protection of her people, and her ability to read people and situations and delegate. And the Force helps her in that sense.
Sure, I can see that.
And the Force helps Luke. Small time moisture farmer who really knows none of that world.
I love that he's a moisture farmer.
And dreams of war. I mean, so
right.
the Force is going to speak to him in that sense.
I don't disagree with you in that. And I don't know that I 100% agree with that camp of people that say that Leia was supposed to be the one trained.
So last thoughts on Last Jedi.
I'm interestingly not as excited about it as I am about Justice League.
I'm at an 11.
You're at an 11.
I mean,
I would say I'm at an 8 for Last Jedi.
It's Star Wars, and I'm. Look at how I reacted to Rogue One.
I know.
Even though I didn't like Rogue One after a couple of rewatches, I still loved it the first time. I know I'm gonna love Last Jedi the first time just because it's Star Wars, and I'm very confident that I'm going to love Last Jedi.
I'm just excited to see Chewie
and
like 50 Porgs.
Piloting the Falcon around?
Howling around on the Falcon.
I'll tell you one thing I do hope is
kicking
that...
Kicking ass and taking names.
I hope we get a little more R2-D2. Because I love R2-D2.
Yeah. R2-D2 is my favorite character.
And have not seen him much in the
trailers.
I
haven't seen much of 3PO either.
I'm okay with that. We know he's going to be there because there's no Anthony Star Wars without...
Anthony Daniels really has been in every single
Star
Wars. So every movie, every cartoon... Every PSA, every special, he's done everything. I mean, R2's a prop that's been in everything. Anthony Daniels actually has appeared in everything.
Yeah, and I mean, and Kenny Baker has since passed away.
Right.
So, you know,
he won't be
obviously
there.
Won't be in this. But Yeah, I definitely would like a little more R2. I know BB-8 is the droid that's going to shine in this saga, and that's fine. I also love BB-8. Mm-hmm. And I'm really also hopeful we get more Poe.
Yeah.
They did not use Poe a lot in Force Awakens. Okay, we had a lot to go
through. I think
through.
At some point he's going to wind up on the Falcon with Chewie.
Sure.
Because we do get that scene where all of the X-Wings are destroyed.
I do have a theory that Poe, if he is related at all to anybody, it's to Luke.
You think Poe's related to Luke?
If they're going to assign him a parent to one of our original time frame.
Do you know there's a group of people that believe Finn is related to Lando?
Are you just talking about racists? They already said at the beginning of Force Awakens that he's...
Yeah.
He.
There's a group of people out there that are like, oh yeah, he must be related to Lando. So, yeah.
But the reason I'm saying Poe and Luke might have a connection is there is...
X-Wing piloting?
Well, absolutely the X-Wing piloting. He's a fantastic pilot.
He can understand BB-8.
He can understand BB-8, so he has that connection the way Luke and R2 did. Also, there is a... kind of an extended story that is canon in which Luke Skywalker and Poe Dameron's mom, Neil, I know you're looking at me suspiciously.
What is this?
Save a force sensitive, like tree being.
Not, I'm sorry.
Not a creature, but like a force sensitive tree.
Like an ent?
Kind of, but I mean, honestly, like a tree that is
literally
just.
Did they save Groot?
Yes, they save Groot.
Is that and they why bring he's him the to the last Guardians of the Galaxy. Groot?
No, in existence? I literally mean a tree. Like, not an animated...
We are Groot?
Personified tree. I'm talking, like, a tree that is just seeking force.
Okay, so what is this in?
It's in, I think it's a graphic novel. I've only, like, read the summary of the story.
Oh, so, like, maybe Poe is Luke's child.
That's what I'm saying. Because it is... It's at least in this story that they worked together to save that tree. And some people think that tree is the tree that is now growing on his island.
On Octo.
Mm-hmm.
You heard it here, longtime listeners. Luke Skywalker and Poe Dameron's mother saved Groot. We are all Groot.
We are all Groot. I'm just saying, if Poe is going to be anyone's kid,
he's going to be a Skywalker.
And I think it's far more likely that Poe is not related to anybody.
Yeah, I don't think he is.
Same with Finn. I'm just saying, if they're going that route of tying every single person to somebody else, there you go.
How do the Guardians of the Galaxy feature into this?
They're also owned by Disney.
They're also owned by Disney.
So they really could show up.
They really could show up.
That is the first time I will be noticeably, visibly upset that Disney now owns Star everything. Wars if they
you
start
know
crossing
it's gonna
things
happen
over.
Eventually.
Like that, yeah.
You know it's going to happen eventually. Because
that's a long time ago.
In a galaxy far, far away.
And Guardians of the Galaxy takes place like in the 2014
era. Or like at
era.
What point is Star-Lord going to start using a lightsaber?
Oh, that I find more so much more likely.
Yeah.
That he'll have a lightsaber or lightsaber-like thing. Again, I cannot stress enough, it's not a walking, talking tree. It's literally just a tree that grew on a planet that was seeped in a lot of force, and so it itself has force within it, because the force binds us all living creatures.
So is Groot the progeny of that tree?
Yeah, you just have a real crush on Vin Diesel, and I wish you'd stop wearing your Vin Diesel portrait.
I hate that Vin Diesel
every
is the voice
single
of Groot.
Time we
you know
get
how
together.
Much it pains me to like say that I enjoy that character? Long-time listeners... Not a Vin Diesel fan.
I have nothing against him.
Yeah. Oh, well.
How did our discussion of Justice League and Last Jedi, and it's going to end on Vin Diesel?
Wow.
That doesn't sit right with me.
It doesn't. How do we get back to Star Wars?
Well, all I could say is...
Do you have your Star Wars tickets?
Of course I have my Star Wars tickets.
I don't have my Star Wars tickets yet.
Star Wars tickets went on sale on Monday.
They
We're
did.
Recording this on... The following Saturday.
I'm
I've
probably not
going to
see it
since
until
Monday.
I'm probably not going to wind up being able to see it until New Year's.
I honestly have to give full credit to a longtime listener, JJ, who grabs the tickets for our Star Wars group.
Thanks. Thanks for forgetting about me, JJ.
You're not part of our Star Wars group. So sit on that. We also all love Vin Diesel, so you're not welcome.
It's okay. I'm all right with that.
Yeah.
Yep.
We all live our lives a quarter mile at a time.
That's fine.
Your family.
Wow. Okay. Which one of us ended on Vin Diesel now?
Yeah.
Should we wrap it up?
Sure. So thanks for listening to our speculation spectacular. If we spoiled anything for you, that's just because we're that damn good that we just nailed it. And when we have our inevitable Justice League episode and our inevitable Last Jedi episode, we'll revisit our speculations, see if we got it.
If we got it or got it wrong.
And if Justice League is bad, we'll probably just never show our faces ever again.
And if Vin Diesel somehow shows you up, I told you so.
Oh, boy. All right, guys.
All right.
We'll see you next time.
See you next time.